Hello and welcome to this audio program entitled Shut Up Konji. In this program, my desire to drop on your laps practical wisdom gleaned from my experiences in fighting my sexual desire. If you pay attention and put to use what I will share within this program, you will learn how to control your sexual desire, shun pornography, and gain freedom from illicit sex and masturbation. My name is Joseph Dimoki. You can call me Brojit. In continuation of this program, I'd like to share with you one other thing that could help you shut up Konji, and that is to distract Konji when it comes. Now, I want to explain something to you here. Like I said, sexual urge is an emotional and hormonal thing. And just like other emotions like anger, they have similar way of being controlled. And you see, when you get angry and somebody calms you down, one of the things that happens to you is that you calm down. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, somebody say, sorry, don't do this, you're about to kill somebody, say, don't do this. When they calm you down long enough, eventually you calm down and you don't go to express that anger that has built up. That same principle can be adapted in helping you control your sexual desires. Here's what I mean. One of those days, I started noticing something. I may be in my room and I'll be burning with desire for sex. I mean, it will be holding me, hooking me very seriously. And while I'm either lying down, trying to see whether I can sleep, or I'm just restless, then maybe my father calls me, or somebody calls my attention, or I answer a phone call, and I start discussing something that is not connected to sex or something like that. I notice that after going for the errand or answering the phone call, when I come back on my own, desire for sex reduces almost to zero. So when I noticed that thing again and again, so what I now decided that when this thing comes, I'm going to use this measure. I will just distract them. Then by the time I'm coming back, go don't live my life. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I did this again and again and I found that it works. So that's why I'm sharing it with you. Here's one thing you can do. You see, sexual urge is not just because of what you see. Sometimes these things are hormonal. You know why I say so? When I was in secondary school, I went to all boys school. And I only saw young girls on Sunday when we go to St. Paul's Cathedral in Osoka. I went to Osoka High School, so it's all those catching girls we used to see in the church. See, even at that, sexual urge was ever present. So it's not about people you see or you do not see. So sometimes it comes on its own, it comes without warning, it comes without anybody waking it up. I guess that is essentially hormonal. Now, here's what I'm trying to say. When it comes like that, there are, apart from other things that I've shared with you, I'm just sharing this because it has helped me in great measure and I think it can help you equally. Now, when I say distract Konji, I've explained to you the principle behind distracting Konji and how much it can work effectively for you. When you consistently distract this, especially when you are trying to overcome it, I'm talking to you now, maybe you are chronically deep into sex or masturbation. So when next it comes, instead of sitting down in the room thinking, how do I stop this? Why is this thing disturbing me now? I thought I've read this book. Didn't I pray? I've spoken in tongues. You know, you start talking about, no, don't sit down doing that. You know what to do? Just distract the urge. By the time you are distracting the urge, it will go for a while. It will come back later. So here's what happens. The conjure comes once, it goes again, comes, you distract it, it goes, comes, it goes, you distract it, it goes. My experience is this. By the time you distract it again and again, while applying other principles like shutting out pornography, minding your body contact, and guarding your mind and all of those things. When you start doing those things, it doesn't automatically mean that you will never have sexual urge. The problem will be that when the urge comes, you now settle down and start processing it, start thinking about it, start fantasizing about women or men. That is when your problem is going to get worsened. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm now telling you is that when it comes like that, don't sit down thinking about it. Don't sit down processing it. Distract it. Yes, distract it. By the time you distract it today, distract it tomorrow, distract it again and again, over time it goes. And let me tell you something that happened to me at some point. At some point, I actually felt, is this my boy working? Like, I didn't used to notice this. Sexual urge just hook you. You will be restless. You will think you are reading 3 chapters of your new school chemistry when you have not read anything. I couldn't notice that again. So I was now telling myself, like, what happened? Could it be a fluke? Now, why I even had to start teaching this is that over time, I mean, I noticed that there's a way to control this thing. Man, this thing is not as if it's so powerful that nobody can do anything about it. So I'm saying again, when you distract it long enough, it will leave you. It's not as if it will stop, it will never come again. I mean, every now and then, even me, earlier today, I had this feeling, for God's sake. I did what? I had this feeling, but I controlled it and kept it one side so I can go and do my work. The point I'm trying to get across to you is that there's always a correct way to distract it. I'll show you two tricks I use all the time. First is to take a walk. Just come out of the room, if you're in a room or a house, and take a walk. Go gist with people. Go, if you're in the house, go and join your mother in the kitchen. He said, Ike, now what are you doing in the kitchen? He said, Mommy, I just came to check on you to just help. Sit down with her in the kitchen and be gisting about your village people, be gisting about anything. If you hook you like that, go to the parlor, go and see a movie, go and watch TV. If it's TV that's also has sex scenes in it, just stay away, I beg. My point is that just take a walk, go out and go and do something. Go out and go and just go out, just go out of the environment and go and get engaged in another activity. Do you understand what I'm saying? By the time you are done doing this, by the time you go out, what happens is that thought about sex will start dying down. You get engaged in another thing. I mean, you are not likely to be, you are not likely to have two different emotions at the same time operating in your head. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what I mean by that is that you are not likely to be thinking about fetching water from the well and be thinking about conjuring. It doesn't work, especially when you are involved in this thing with your mind. Again, please let me just say something. What the activity I'm talking about doing here is an activity that requires your intellectual involvement in it. It has to be engrossing and engaging. If it's not like that, you get distracted again and you slide into thinking about the sex you are trying to run away from. Do you understand what I'm saying? For me, the easiest activity I do is that I go to see a movie. Yes, I go to see a movie. These days, I don't used to watch horror movies. I mean, action movies, because my experiences after watching, in fact, when I was 7, my experience after watching those kind of movies, they haunt me. Yes, when I was 7, I read the novel. The title of the novel is Scarecrow. After reading ordinary novel, no be movie. All the core members traveled during Easter. That was not in Nigeria. And I was alone in the whole lodge. And the thing used to... So when I come in, I'll be picturing all the sex scenes I read in the novel. And the thing haunted me, so I tried to stay away. But when I now figured out, this is a way out. Of course, it's not really horror movies I watch, for God's sake. But I watch movies that are intellectually engaging. It's not this Indian movie they'll be dancing up right now. Just keep that one aside. I watch movies that will get you engaged with your mind. By the time I watch a movie for 30, 45 minutes, even 1 hour, or finish the movie, I hardly see movies that are more than 1 hour, 30 minutes. That's just my simple rule. I'm not in this world to be watching movies up and down. So by the time you see movies like that, it gets you engaged with your mind. It takes that thought, dies down naturally. So by the time you are done with the movie, you get back to the activities you are involved in, and conjugate goes and you go your way. Let me tell you something. By the time you do this thing again and again, you find that this thing doesn't rule you. You find that you are now in charge. You find that you are in control. As a matter of fact, you will wonder, where did this country go? Please, I'm not saying your country is going to die. Make my own not die. I'm planning to get married very soon, for God's sake. I mean, my wife, what is she going to do? If she marries me, I find out that my country is dead. No, I'm not praying for that. I'm not saying that kind of prayer again. But what I'm trying to help you understand is that you have control over this thing. I can tell you categorically, between 2015 and now, the times I have, this is 2018 for God's sake, the times I've come under that kind of pulling sensual desire is when I started breaking those rules. Before, I don't used to see those kind of movies that are crazy. So I felt like, man, I don't mature, I don't grow, nothing happened. So I started seeing those movies again, I started reading some kind of crazy novels. And before I know what was happening, this thing started hooking me again. And it was as if I was never delivered. It was as if I was never freed from this thing. And so I went back to retrace my step and I went back to it. What I'm telling you this is this. If you bother to follow this thing line by line, if you bother to adjust your lifestyle in accordance with what I've shared with you from the beginning of this program, and more importantly, please find a way to get the book and read it in detail. By the time you follow those things, make those adjustments to your lifestyle, my brother, my sister, Konji will take its leave. It will not ever stay again. It will have to go because your environment is completely unconducive for it. What's the point I've made? Just like emotions like anger. When we get angry and someone tries to calm us down, over time the anger dies down so well, you just continue going your life freely and easily. The same thing can be done when you have urge. All of them are emotions. And I'm saying, find a way of distracting that emotion. And for me, two things I recommend is that you take a walk and get engaged in some kind of activities. If you can't take a walk, whether you are staying inside or taking a walk, get a horror movie, get an intellectually engaging movie and watch. I always have movies like that in my laptop. Even though I've seen them again before, once this kind of thing comes up, I take time. time to watch the movie. And listen, if you can't watch a movie, play a game. The bottom line is that you should find something that will intellectually engage you, something that you're going to use your mind and everything in you to engage. Let me tell you something. If you start that activity is aroused, by the time you are done, you will look back and find out, I mean, where is the arousal? I mean, you are just fine, you're just normal. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, please don't allow Conjure rule you. When it comes knocking, don't sit down processing it, don't sit down thinking about it. Distract it and you take it sleep. You just listened to an episode of the program Shut Up Conjure, designed to hand over to you practical insights that will help you rule your sexual desire. For more detailed lessons on what you've learned today, get a copy of the book Shut Up Conjure and a workbook that will guide you in applying the lessons learned from each chapter on brojid.com/conjure. That is brojid.com/konji. Or send a WhatsApp message to 0810-550-4664. You can equally email brojidbooks@gmail.com to get a copy of the book and the workbook.